This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
It's been raining on and off for months, and it literally takes four-wheel drive to get out of the driveway. I'm expecting to see trees falling over. I'm expecting to see black mold. I'm expecting to see all kinds of flooding here in Missouri, and it's going to be nice to be out of leaving Missouri. That's going to be kind of nice. What a mess. Well, thank you, Jason, for engineering today's broadcast here at USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Fennelli. With us in Montana, Rich Sheepin. Welcome, Rich Sheepin.
Well, thank you, Vincent. Yeah, send some of that moisture over here. We're supposed to get some moisture this week, but we've had weeks and weeks and weeks of dryness and clouds, and it's crazy how, we're in the 40s and 50s pretty much every day for highs. It's just, from March, it's just ridiculous. So who knows what's going on?
Well, Rich, I was awake last night in the middle of the night, and I'm hearing this tremendous downpour and slamming on the roof, breaking shingles. And I was thinking, whose rain are we stealing? Whose rain is this? Because it's been almost every day to every other day for months, literally. The cows walk through the fields and trash them. I mean, it's mud everywhere. We've got standing water all over. The creeks are overflowing. The culverts have washed out. The road has washed out. I was out there with our son and with the backhoe and the front end loader, so we had two pieces of earth moving equipment, and we were fixing the road because the ditches, if these potholes off the side of the road are so deep, it will flip a car over. And the road's not wide enough for two vehicles, so one has to pull off into the ditch while the other slowly goes past, in opposite directions. So we're fixing the road, and I'm sure it's all washed away since Sunday, I'm sure. And, the mail people can't get the mail trucks down the road because, they pull off a little bit to get to mailboxes, along the roads, and those have washed away. It's pretty messy out here. Fences are falling over. And
that's amazing. How many inches of total precip do you get a year, and how much have you had over this winter? Do you know?
I don't know those numbers. I don't know those numbers, but my guess is 3x.
Okay,
that's my guess.
Well, here where I live,
when it comes down, and
pardon me, I was just saying here.
Here's the interesting. Here.
15 inches of total precip a year, Vince, and that includes snow.
All right, let me tell you why it's a problem. Just one little other reason why it's a problem. I mean, besides the roads washing out, besides the flooding, besides the underground telecommunications wiring that is buried in the ground maybe 30, 40 years ago before our time by a company that is no longer in business called Contel. I guess that would be Consolidated Telephone. So the problem is the wiring is underground and it's wearing out. The insulation's wearing out. So the telephone landline wiring is shorting out and breaking. So then you add that to all this moisture that we have, and people who have septic systems, you know, the way they work is there's a tank in the ground, and the solids and the liquids go into this tank running downhill, so it's lower than the toilets and lower than the sinks. So just gravity takes the liquids and solids downhill into the septic tank, which separates solids from liquids, and then the liquids flow out the other end of the septic system into a leach field. And the leach field is just pipes with holes in it, like 4-inch pipes. You might see them used as downs, as leaders away from the houses. But they have perforations in them, about, oh, let's say a half an inch. They're set in crushed stone with vinyl or plastic over them, you know, black plastic, and then they're covered with dirt. And the idea is that the liquids will percolate into the ground, the grasses will absorb the moisture, the sun will dry out the ground, and it'll just keep working. You know, the water will evaporate through the ground, and the yard, if you will, you know, the front yard or the backyard, whoever has these things, those yards will be nice and moist, and the grass will grow, but it won't be mushy. Well, now what's happening is there's so much water from above, from the sky, we'll call it rain, that the ground is so soggy that anyone who has a septic system in the Ozarks, where this is occurring, or anywhere for that matter, the ground cannot accept any more moisture. So septic systems are backing up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
which is another health hazard.
Yeah, especially with telecommunications. But don't forget, 5G is coming to the rescue.
Oh, thank goodness.
That was total sarcasm. So good.
I know. By the way, Rich, we have an extraordinary delay. I just want to let you know that if you and I happen to step on each other, we are averaging between 1 and 2 seconds delay. So my voice going out to from Missouri to Minnesota at the moment is taking between 1 and 2 seconds. And then it may take 1 or 2 seconds for your voice to get to me. So in case if we step on each other, that's why. It's not intentional. I just want to let the class know that that's what's happening.
Copy that.
Okay. So what would you like to talk about?
Well, let's talk about some news in a flash real quick, okay? We can talk about the virus. We've all been talking about the virus. You know, when I came on the air Friday for 10 minutes, I'd be more than happy to go over what I discussed regarding the distractions for declassification and all the agendas and fear. You know, I think fear is a big thing, is being taken out of context. And I think when I gave that analogy about being lost in the woods, when you see a hiker being lost in the woods, they don't die of being killed by a bear or a mountain lion. They die of fear. They die of panic. And I think we all need to take a deep breath. I'm not saying this isn't a bad thing. I'm just saying that we all need to relax a little bit. And, you know, one thing Vince and I have been talking about for years is moving out to the country, getting away from high populated areas, growing a garden, raising animals, maybe hunting and fishing, botany, which is harvesting edible and medicinal plants, is the context I talk about, living off-grid, and just relearn those lost 19th century skills. Because we're teaching our youth how to push buttons and be politically correct. They do not have any skills. So we need to increase our skill sets. I'm not saying get rid of 21st century technology, but a lot of that technology is killing us, just like the chemicals, just like the biologicals. I mean, we're literally being, our bodies are being torn apart, and our immune system is disintegrating. So what I want to do, Vince, is mention a few articles real quick here. You know, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's new stimulus bill mandated nationwide ballot harvesting, which allows party operatives to return other people's ballots to polling places without any limit on the number of ballots. This is disgusting. You know, basically, she rejected a bipartisan rescue package and held our sick Americans basically, like, it's like putting a gun to somebody's head. It's like blackmail, saying you don't pass my bill with all my pork in it, and I'm not going to give the people a rescue package unless you're part of the super elite, you know, the big corporations. And keep in mind, about 80% of small business are the people who are employed in this nation. That's probably under 10 people per person on average. And she, one of the other things she's demanding is racial, gender diversity, and corporate recipient. I mean, we, again, the best person for the job no longer matters. And her daughter basically said, Christine, that Rand Paul's neighbor was right to assault him. You know, this is getting to the point, and all this political correctness, like this racial and gender and transgender, all this stuff, you know, this is all part of the political correctness. And, you know, there's a lot of articles coming out, too, as far as the death toll would be a lot lower if the media and the Democrats actually didn't do this cruel impeachment hoax. And it's not just impeachment. It was Russia, 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 Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. I mean, it's gotten to the point that it's one thing after the other. This is not a coincidence. They're basically implying that no crisis ever goes to waste. And I'm blue in the face saying this, but I can't say it enough. When you basically use group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group protectionist group status, to get a job and keep a job, based on this gender thing, this transgender thing, this sexual orientation thing, this skin pigmentation thing, what it's designed to do has nothing to do with synergy or equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity. These are all politically correct buzzwords that have been used as tools and weapons to divide the American people. When you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, you're insulting the work ethic, ability, and intelligence of all these people. You're degrading them. You're disrespecting them. You don't empower a group or a nation that way. That's how you destroy a nation. That's how you destroy a middle class. This is all meant to be submissive and make the people have their will broken. This is why suicides are up, obesity's up, drug use is up, alcoholism is up. This is not, this is all done by design. It's done to destroy America and reward a mediocrity. It's done to eliminate opportunity and productivity for a whole nation. You know, I've given so many excerpts, and I've read so many quotes from Mark Zelinsky, the Frankfurt School, Cloward and Piven, the Communist Manifesto, you know, showing how drunk we are of the Kool-Aid of political correctness and how this has set the stage for government interventions, confiscation, and redistribution of wealth from the bottom 93% to the wealthiest of all elite in the world. And that's why we have an unsustainable system, because, and I've gone over this in detail, okay, when you look at demographics, the headwinds for future rate of growth, our debt, our credit, our pension crisis, valuations, everything is set to create inequality and keep the status quo and basically create an incognito caste system for the rest of us. And then you look at central bank monetary policies, Keynesian economics, and our demographic situation, along with group identity politics, we are set. This is a real thing, okay? We are in a bear market. We are probably in a recession. The Democrats and the left in Hollywood have been calling for a breakdown in our economic system on purpose, so they could say Trump should not be elected. You know, this is all, it's all propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, and lies, everything. And after the break, Vince, I'm going to go through, if it's okay with you, a few more news in a flash just to get some, give the people updated on what's going on behind the scenes.
Sure, sounds great to me. We'll be right back. Rich Eben in Montana.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do.
Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us live in Montana. Rich, news in a flash. Please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. Next article, major crime surge in New York City. Whistleblowers say D.C. cops ordered to downgrade crimes to make cities seem safer. See, if everybody's bought and paid for, if the true problem with America is corruption and manipulation, everybody needs to be fired. Everybody needs to start all over. And as you know, I have protected, I have stuck up for police, but it's gotten to the point where when people only care about manufacturing the perception of their self-importance and self-preservation, then there's no way any commerce can continue, any government or country can succeed with prosperity. Next article, video. California not allowing criminals to come into stores and steal whatever they want up to $950 under the new arrest policy. Not making this up, folks. These are all published articles in the public domain. Next article, Border Patrol allows hundreds of Mexican vehicles to cross into U.S. despite Trump's order. Next article, Soros-backed group have huge donation to prosecutor who dropped Jussie Smollett charges. Everybody, everything is rigged. Everybody's getting bought and paid for, is on the take. It's terrible. Next article. Chicago mayor defends releasing illegal alien who then sexually assaulted 3-year-old girl. Next article. Obama administration depleted stockpile of N95 masks and never restored them. Next article. Half Americans don't trust the mainstream media's COVID-19 coverage. Really? I'm surprised. surprised it's only half. It's probably like 90%. Next article, CDC admits in federal court it does not have studies to support claim vaccines do not cause autism. I'm going to read that again. CDC admits in federal court it does not have studies to support claim vaccines do not cause autism. Next article, 53 times the established media said Chinese or Wuhan virus, but if Trump says it, oh my God, he's a racist, he's a bigot, he's a xenophobe, he's you name it. Next article, Hillary Clinton calls to make voting by mail the norm in 2020. Just declassified 80 pages of lost Hillary Benghazi emails. Congress fights to cover the crimes. Imagine my shock. Everybody in Congress is bought and paid for by the lobbyists, the PACs, the special interests, etc. Next article, California Governor Newsom allows voting by mail because of coronavirus. See, what we need, folks, really desperately, is we need these declassifications that we've been calling for to come to fruition. From Epstein to Uranium One, the Clinton Foundation, to the FISA warrants documents, and the geoengineering and weather modification tools. And when I say geoengineering, for those of you, we say this all the time, geoengineering is not only in the context of what you would call chemtrails or refer to them. Geoengineering is now proven that man-made geoengineered bioweapons are a thing of the future, okay? So get out of urban, suburban America. I'm not saying all of you. I'm saying every state has rural areas, and start thinking outside the box. Start growing your own food. Maybe live off-grid. Start being a little more self-sufficient. I'm not saying to go out and drill your own oil and refine your own gasoline, but there are ways to survive a system that is so corrupt and so rigged, you have no chance of even getting opportunities, especially based on your whatever group you're in, because that's what it's all about. And that includes declassifying all documents related to Barack Obama and the billions of dollars of cash given to Iran. We need to declassify 911 and all documents related to alternative energies. If you did this, Mr. Trump, you would be a hero to the American people and the free world, the whole world. Next article, police in Virginia investigate teens spitting on produce at grocery store. I'm seeing videos and articles all over the country about people spitting on and licking produce and putting it back. Next article, Italian virologist says concerns over racism crippled Italy's coronavirus response. That's happened here. It's happening everywhere, folks. Political correctness is crippling the free world.
And we're going into a break, bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back with news in a flash. Rich Sheeben.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate leaders on both sides of the aisle and White House officials all say they do believe they are ready to close a deal on a coronavirus economic stimulus package. Democrats have been complaining that the originally proposed plan gave too much money to corporations and not enough money to workers. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer referring to the bill as a slush fund that the administration could hand out to big business with no oversight. The president's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says,
it's not a slush fund. Look, that will get money to small and medium-sized businesses, okay? It will also get money to key parts of the economy that are distressed.
The U.S. has cut $1 billion in aid to Afghanistan after a proposed peace plan with the Taliban there has failed. And this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Stevens with us live in Montana. Rich, please continue with news in a flash.
Yeah, I'm looking at Zero Hedge during the break here. It says there's an article that U.S. domestic flights could completely shut down due to the pandemic because passenger flow is down more than 80% this weekend. So, crazy times, you guys. Next article. SoftBank Bank sells $41 billion in assets to finance more stock buybacks. Vince, I've spent hours defining stock buybacks and how it basically, in a nutshell, enriches the CEOs and executives of the corporations at the cost to the little people. Next article, Tommy Robinson arrested for restraining perp who sexually assaulted his 8-year-old daughter. Don't you know that pedophiles are protected? I say that tongue-in-cheek. It's unbelievable. This is why adult mutual consensual sex should be the lingo of the day. Next article, World Health Organization urges people to go cashless because dirty banknotes can spread the virus. Remember the list I gave on Friday of some of the agendas that the powers that be want to do? That's one of them. They want to go cashless. That means there's no accountability. So the same rules, laws, and accountability for every person in American soil or the world is about to go to be irrelevant. Next article. Bernie, supporting Denver councilwoman, encourages coronavirus patients to attend mega rallies. I said that before. It's worth repeating. Next article. Spike Lee compares black Trump supporters to house slaves. Well, house slave Candace Owens, when she went to Congress a couple times, I kind of recall that she ate Congress's lunch. I think she also ate their breakfast and dinner. Next article. Warren supporters cry sexism over Super Tuesday flop. Here we go. Everything is controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, conspiracy theorist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hater with an anti-inferno of every word, and ism-ist and phobia on the back of every word. It never continues, even though these words don't even have meaning anymore because they're said every 5 minutes of the day by the left. They keep on saying it. Next article. High school closes trans bathroom after sexual assault. Well, this has happened many times. Next article. Motor voter fraud in Illinois. If we don't fix voting, voter fraud, and election fraud, we can kiss any legitimacy of voting for the future goodbye. You know, Vince, and here's one article. Truck drivers pressed on to stop shortages amid coronavirus. I want to say thank you to the American truck drivers who are continuing to work hard and do what they need to do. So just a small thank you from me to the truck drivers of America. Vince, regarding the coronavirus, I know it's been over talked about and over paranoid and a lot of hypochondriac things going on, and which makes people more sick. But let's talk about some of the agendas that this is creating for the left, like dissolving paper currency, trying to regain government credibility back, martial law, big tech takeover, reinforce a caste system, possibly hide pedophilia indictments, and by them saying they're going into quarantine and then they die and then they're never heard from again because they went to New Zealand or the Cook Islands or an underground bunker somewhere. Is this an alibi to crash the economy, to consolidate power with the big corporations, to manufacture hyperinflation and continue to have the little guy lose more purchasing power? You know, the Democrats and the left have always said never let a crisis go to waste. So as they basically foment more hate, propaganda, lies, false flags, and hoaxes, is this a way for them to go after dissenters and patriots? And one question we need to ask ourselves, which I think we all know the answer to, would the elite actually go and engineer geoengineer a virus to kill people, a disease, to kill people in order to cover up crimes? You know, these people say there's no coincidences, and I believe we're at that time where everything is engineered, and that includes the propaganda and the hoaxes. You know, all this Russia-Ukraine impeachment stuff, second-hand, third-hand, fourth-hand information, rumors, gossip, propaganda. You know, Jeff Foxworthy should come out with a new joke instead of a redneck joke. They should say, well, if you know anybody or if you're one of the persons who repeat second-hand, third-hand, fourth-hand gossip, rumors, propaganda, and hoaxes, you might be a Democrat. That's what that should be the new joke. And, you know, it could be that, you know, with so many people on the left, I mean, Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese spy working for her for 20 years. Look at all the people on the left that are basically Bloomberg. He makes a fortune through China. You know, all these people are using China on the left, you know, one of our biggest enemies who own most of our debt to bring down the U.S. for our own loss of freedoms and liberties. And is this a way for China to buy up U.S. and European stocks on the cheap? Is this a way to end rallies, protests, civil rights, and voting by mail only so they can fix it? You know, all these events, to me, I don't believe in these coincidences. Why did some of these tests for the coronavirus create so many false positives? Is it to create more hysteria? And by the way, I'm hearing a lot, Vince, I don't know if you've heard about the hydroxychloroquine. Okay, it's an old anti-malaria drug, and a lot of people are coming online and praising this, while Dr. Fauci, who's standing right next to President Trump, is not, because it's so-called not approved. Or is it maybe because the pharmaceutical industry isn't getting the profits? I think all these, everything I'm mentioning is speculation. But I think all these things need to be researched and discussed. And we, the people, need to make the decisions. Vince?
Well, I can tell you that Dr. Fauci is no longer standing next to President Donald Trump. He's disappeared. And I think that's because he disagreed with what the president was saying. And also that treatment for the coronavirus has killed someone. So actually, we don't know whether it's a viable treatment or it's not. And there's so much disinformation, misinformation, lies, propaganda, false information, false flags going on. It's very difficult to ferret out the truth. But here's what I can tell you. I can tell you that gasoline, wholesale price of gasoline 3 weeks ago was $1 a gallon, which is staggering how low that is. That's 3 weeks ago. Today, in the New York Harbor, wholesale price of gasoline is 36 cents a gallon. Propane is 20 cents a gallon, wholesale price, right this moment. Now, why am I telling you this? Because there are some who believe that there's a possibility that, and these are government types who have said, it doesn't look like we're going into a recession. I've got to say that's nonsense. I have to say we are in the second Great Depression. That's my take on it. So I'm kind of standing a small island with just a few people making that statement. But I believe that we are in the second Great Depression. And during the first Great Depression, unemployment was about 25%. Now we're looking at about 30% in a couple of weeks. 30% unemployment. Those would be government-type numbers, and they lie anyway. So if they're lying, they're probably lying optimistically, and it's probably even worse than that. People are not going to work. I know nurses who are not going to work because they're terrified. I know parcel-type drivers, people who deliver packages, they don't want to go to work. People who work at supermarkets and restaurants don't want to go to work. People who work in restaurants are being told, you can't go to work in lots of places. Businesses are being shut down. As you mentioned, the airline traffic is down about 80% over the weekend. The airlines are begging for bailouts now, as are so many other sectors of the marketplace. And gold and silver should be skyrocketing, but it's not. It's not, because it's manipulated. And pretty much everything is manipulated. We have, I can tell you for a fact, that if you want to buy automotive parts, let's say that you want to buy 6 oil filters for a common vehicle, and you go to one of those national chain type auto stores or a regional type auto store, And those oil filters happen to come from China, whether they're in an orange package, a black package, a blue package, or a blue and white and red package. Many of them, if not most of them, come from China. And if you wanted to buy six of one kind, let's say you have a typical Chevrolet automobile, a common one, nothing special. We're not talking about a Lamborghini or a Maserati. We're talking about just plain old Chevrolet. And you wanted to buy an oil filter. But you said, well, you know, let's get six, you know, so we have some more. You probably can't get them. I'm not exaggerating. We're finding auto parts are very, very difficult to get, especially the top quality ones that you really want. You know, the ones with names that you would recognize. The best, you know, the equivalent of original equipment. Very difficult to get right now. And it looks like it's getting worse. And the auto parts stores are in such chaos, in my opinion, that they're making a lot of mistakes. A lot of mistakes. And I'll just leave it there.
Okay, Vince, let me comment on what you just said. Oil right now, crude is 23 and change. Brent's about 30 and change. That's I never thought in my life I would see those kind of prices. And, you know, you mentioned gold and silver and how everything is. This is why I talk about corruption and manipulation in so many different contexts, because it's so appropriate. You know, we have, you know, basically double the daily gold trading on paper. Compare that to the annual gold mine production. We have double the daily gold trading and paper contracts and naked shorts, okay, than the annual gold mine production annual. That's a year, okay? This is why they call it the Crimex. This is why there's so much precious metal manipulation, because silver is the poor man's gold. Silver should be 16 to 1 ratio. It's 120 to 1. That hasn't been seen in 5,000 years. Now, when mines produce 1 ounce of gold, or it doesn't matter what the unit of measure is, they find 8 ounces of silver. So when you talk about from a mining perspective, it's 8 to 1, and yet the price is 120 to 1. Think about that. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. News in a flash. Rich, please continue.
Well, Vince, I want to talk about all these bailouts because this is so it's so unfair to the American people because they are basically funding it, whether it be through stock buybacks going to the executives, whether it be, and I've spent hours on all these, so this audience should know what all these things are. I mean, big companies, big corporations, everybody's asking for a bailout, airlines, cruise lines, manufacturers. You know, the banks got a big bailout in 2008. You know, everything is so fake and rigged and corrupt. Hedge funds are getting bailed out. You know, it's basically an investment vehicle. It's kind of like a mutual fund. And a lot of these hedge funds are offshore, and they don't even have to adhere to SEC regulations. So, you know, you have people who are, you know, going short or going long or a combination of the both, and they're basically just making bets with, it's typically high risk, but also high benefits in your profits. But the managers are rewarded, and we've gotten to the point where all these, you know, everything is so leveraged, and they've done all this malinvestment. It's kind of like derivatives. You know, there's dozens of names for it. It's kind of like, and pardon my analogy, like MSG. There's dozens of names for it that's in the food. You know, credit default swaps is just one of them regarding derivatives now. So it's a contract between two parties whose value is determined by the changes in the value of an asset. Could be bonds, equities, commodities, real estate, currencies. It's a side bet, betting on anything. It's a casino without the free drinks. And, you know, they're basically selling some type of insurance protection hundreds of times and bundling it up and rebundling it and selling it and rebundling it up and then selling it. It's kind of like buying paper gold and shorts. You have multiple people owning the same quote-unquote coin. The whole thing is fake, and derivatives alone is measured in the quadrillions. So, you know, when I hear about all these bailouts not going to the little people in Main Street and going to the big boys, you know, you got to remember, the more I realize that we are the cleanest shirt in a dirty laundry, and you've heard me say this many times before. But when you print money, even though we are the world reserve currency, even though right now there's so much corruption in the world with fiat currencies and the wealthy is fleeing to America for U.S. dollar liquidity, even though there's double the amount of dollars abroad than there is here, one day there's going to be a line in the sand and no one knows where that line is or when it occurs. But when that line occurs and they keep printing money, is their plan to hyperinflate the dollar so they can reduce government and corporate debt, where the bottom 93% loses purchasing power? Now, that's one of the reasons I use the term speculation with the agendas that are being driven right now regarding distractions for the supposed declassifications and all these things that the powers that be are trying to do. Now, it's just like that guy, Senator Barr, where he did the, you know, he profited when he got the information in the Senate regarding short selling his stocks. That's called insider trading. This is why I say it's a lot less left, right, lot more aristocracy controlling the serfs. Don't be fooled by these paradigms. You got to remember, they take our money and put it literally into propaganda, lies, especially gaslighting, false flags and hoaxes. I cannot say this enough. If I said this 100 times a show, it would not be enough. I mean, we literally have Russia, Ukraine, impeachment, 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 going by second hand, third hand, fourth hand, rumors, gossip, propaganda, hoaxes. I mean, we don't even have validity or credibility in any type of mainstream media or government source right now. We have no one to call. Look at all the articles we've mentioned, Vince, about the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, on how they've protected Hillary Clinton and certain powers that be, who literally was going behind the people's backs to make profits in China and Ukraine. And yet they're calling President Trump and the Republicans that are doing this. And now the people are suffering. They're selling everything called margin calls to pay off the bills on debts that are going higher. It's ridiculous.
Going into a break and looking at how this depression is unfolding in front of us, the average gasoline price by state, lowest price, $1.64.9 in Oklahoma. That's the average price in Oklahoma. There was a station in Kentucky last week selling it for 99 cents a gallon. I really believe we are in the second Great Depression, and I believe it will get worse. And I don't believe recovery is anywhere near around the corner.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.